Before I forget, I'd like to give you guys a coloring page. There you go. Would you guys like a coloring page? Aaron and Jaylee, would you like one? And here's an extra one for Sister. There you go. Can you take that? Good job. Can you get that, Aaron? Here we go. There you go. Good job. I think there's two of them there. It's a coloring page. And on the top it says, Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. And on the bottom it says, Jesus helps me. This week I read a story of a boy named Josh. He was about six years old. And he was hanging out with his friends one day, and his friends decided, you know, we do a lot of fun stuff together. We hang out a lot. We do a lot of the same things. Maybe we should form a club. Maybe we should form a secret club. And then they started coming up with some rules. I wrote their rules down here. They only had two. Let's see here. Here's the first rule. You must wear your hat so everyone knows you're part of the club. So if you have a club hat, I think that's a kind of a good or a bad rule. If you like to wear hats, it could be a good rule, I suppose. Nothing really wrong with it. The next rule, you can never play with anyone who is not part of our club. Is that a good rule or a bad rule? That is a bad rule. Might hurt some people's feelings, huh? What if they're not in the club? That's not following Jesus, as it says here, take up your cross and follow me. But what does that mean? Take up your cross and follow me. Have you tried to carry that thing? No. It's heavy. And it's got thorns on it. What did Jesus do on one of those? Ben? He died. He did that. He died for our sins, didn't he? So is Jesus saying you need to do that? Take up your cross and follow me? Is he saying die on a cross? No. He already did that, didn't he? And because he did that, your sins are all forgiven. So what does he mean? Don't do things like that. We can't play with you because you're not part of the club. Love everybody. Is it easy to trust Jesus when things are going wrong? Have you ever had a rough day or can't get up in the morning or you have a tummy ache? Can Jesus help us with these things? He can. So when he says, take up your cross and follow me, he says, when there's good things going on, I can help you. And when there's not so good things going on, I can still help you. Jesus died on a cross because why? Should we ask the big kids? Do you think they would know? They hate it when I call on them. Should I ask them? There's just one word that makes it even harder. Why? I'm going to ask the big kids. Why did Jesus die on a cross for you? Oh, check that out. They knew the answer. Love. Just because he loves you. That's a pretty good reason, huh? He loves you so much that he did that, and he's able to love you enough to take care of you during the day-to-day things as well. Should we thank him for that? Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you so much that these guys are here. We thank you that you know them and that you love them enough to be with them and also to die on a cross for them. So as they grow bigger and taller, help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.